The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, could you go ahead and elaborate on you defending Chief of Staff John Kelly?
Yeah, it's just strictly from the standpoint of my disliking the president commenting on him in public. Like they get along or they don't get along, and he's a strong person, and I like him, but sometimes we have disagreements. A person that defended our country as a Marine general and serving in the Marines for 46, 47, 48 years, I always get him and Mattis mixed up. One of them served a year longer than the other. Anyway, I just think that you ought to keep those comments for somebody that works so hard to defend our country out of the news. It's that simple as far as I'm concerned.
All right, go ahead, Ty.
Senator, what are your thoughts on the reported rift Governor Reynolds and Steve King?
Oh, well, I would see it this way, that I believe that the closeness of Steve King's race that was very unexpected, and I think it would be a signal to him that in the next couple years, avoid controversial comments. Don't do a lot of international travel. Serve the people as a congressman well, both from the standpoint of what you do for legislation and appropriations for your constituents and keeping in touch with your constituents, and just do the work of a congressman. Nikki?
You know, there was another public shooting here in the news, and I know there's a lot of people that want to know if there's a plan to work on gun control in the future.
It's always a legitimate discussion issue. An issue that could be brought to a vote as long as it's all done within the Second Amendment right of protection of ownership of firearms and every Second Amendment right you have. It's probably more important for an issue at the state legislative level than it is at the federal level. But in either case, it's got to be within the confines of the Second Amendment. Go back to Northwest Iowa.
Senator, as a farmer yourself and a big ag supporter, do you see an end in sight for the trade war with China, especially after reports that exports are down by more than 90%?
Yeah, that's not an unexpected statistic, and one that I hope before this month's out, that a meeting between President Xi and President Trump that's going to take place in Buenos Aires, the president does away with his threat for additional tariffs on China, or even the lessening of tariffs on China now, would share us with China's pledge to negotiate in good faith on intellectual property rights, on trade secrets, not putting pressure on American businesses doing business in China. And then China will do away with their limits and tariffs on American soybeans. That's what I hope comes out of that meeting at the end of this month. Back to Nikki.
Senator, could you tell us about your Guardian of Small Business Award by the National Federation of Independent Business?
Yeah, it's a pretty generic award that comes not just because of what you vote on small business issues per se, but generally something you get for being for limited government and for being a fiscal conservative. Maybe this fits into limited government being a little more specific, but being very cautious on government regulation, not too much government regulation, and make sure that what government regulation there is common sense enforcement. And it's an award that comes every other year. You get these little statutes of the Minuteman, and I'm not sure that I got one every Congress, which would be 21 Congresses for me, but I'll bet I got 19 or 20 of them. This would be the 21st one, I think, that I would have been judged for. It's quite an honor. Let's go back to review.
Senator, in January, you're going to be the Finance Committee Chair. I guess, what changes do you want to bring into that role?
Well, I wouldn't call them changes. I just call them goals. They'd be goals that maybe if Hatch wasn't retiring, he would still be pursuing. Number one would be to make the 2017 tax bill permanent, because on the individual side, it sunsets 2025, and for certainty of tax law being very important for economic expansion, that would be the number one goal. number two, since the committee has jurisdiction over all trade issues, then I would say any trade agreements that the president negotiates, getting them approved, and the first one would probably be U.S., Mexico, Canada. And then the next one would be if the president would change his mind and be willing to sit down with Congress and work to improve Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, that would be the next one. And then after that, what I would call the general area of oversight. In other words, any 100 senators can do oversight. But when you get to be chairman of a committee, you got a lot more power. And so I've always, wherever I've been as an individual senator, as chairman of the Judiciary Committee or chairman of the Finance Committee when I was back in 2001 to 2006, I've always done a great deal of oversight to make sure that what laws are already on the books and what money's already been appropriated is spent according to Congress's intent, and to make sure the executive branch carries that out. So oversight is riding herd on the checks and balances of government of the executive branch. Back to Nikki.
All right. Could you tell us about the plans that you have for the as the new members take over in January? Is there big things on the agenda?
Yeah. Did you get what I just told him as chairman of the Finance Committee?
Yes.
Then I won't repeat that. And I'll add to that, if we don't get criminal justice reform through this lame duck, and I sure hope we do, and that's we're well on our way to getting that done, if Leader McConnell will bring it up, then that would be a number one goal as a member of the Judiciary Committee next year. And then to still ride herd on the Defense Department, on their auditing system, so that we've got an accounting system that actually will be transparent and give auditors the information that they need to know whether the defense money is spent in a responsible way.
Thank you, Nikki and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.